I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the dead, and the life everlasting. Amen. Amen. Please be seated as Ken leads us in a time of prayer now.
I'm going to start with a quote from C.S. Lewis, who was, as a 19-year-old, he was brought back badly injured from the trenches himself. He wrote, "We have learned now that though the world is slow to forgive, it is quick to forget." Now we believe that as Christians, the opposite should be so. We should be quick to forgive. And when it comes to remembrance, we should not forget. So, let us pray. On this Remembrance Sunday, as we think of all those who sacrificed their lives for us in the two world wars, and also those who have died on active service in the war since, we pray for all those affected by war. God of justice and peace, we pray for those who have been injured or disabled through war, for those who have lost homes and security through conflict, for those who have lost relatives in wars, for those who face danger and take risks for peace, for all those, especially children, caught up in current conflicts, for refugees and all those in need of aid and other help. God of encouragement, comfort those who remember past sacrifices and guide us in building a just and peaceful community for all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our sponsored child, Nelson. Lord God, we praise you that you are fully in control of all things. We pray that you would protect Nelson and other children sponsored by Compassion. Keep them healthy and help them to thrive. We thank you that you know every hair on their heads. You know when they rise and when they fall. Watch over our child in every danger and in every area of his life and keep him safe. We pray, amen. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. A prayer for peace. Ever-living God, we remember those whom you have gathered from the storm of war into the peace of your presence. May that same peace calm our fears, bring justice to all people, and establish harmony among all nations. We pray for peacemakers and peacekeepers who seek to help make this world secure and free. May God give us peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. A prayer for any known to us who are sick and require God's healing touch at this time. Dear Lord, your love is as wide as the oceans, as deep as the sea, and as tall as the heavens. May your Spirit rise like a mighty wave and come and restore those who are ill. You are the water of life. You are a fresh spring. You are healing rain to all those who are in need. Come, Lord. And please feel free to call out the names of any who are on your hearts at the moment. John. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. A tear fund prayer for COP26. To our God, who made and can move mountains, who created people and can touch their hearts and minds, who declared that the world was very good and can make it to be so again, who has the world in his hands, to be praise and glory. We lift before you the COP climate talks and the future of our planet. We are sorry for the damage that has been done, but we come before you knowing that you are a God of mercy and miracles. We pray for the world leaders who gathered in Glasgow, that they would do what is right and fair. May the common desire to protect the world enable good conversations, positive actions, and bring about unity. We pray for those from countries on the front line of climate change who are experiencing the worst impacts, having contributed the least. We pray that their voices would carry weight and power, and that you, God, would amplify their voices. You are a God for whom nothing is impossible or too late. In the face of this climate crisis, we hold on to the hope found in you. Hear the cries of your people, O God. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Accept our prayers for our sakes and for the sake of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now let us end with the prayer that Jesus himself taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those that sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Ken. Let's stand for our final hymn, I Vow to Thee, My Country. It talks of dedication to serve the country and also dedication to serve God's kingdom. So let's stand together for our final hymn. I vow to give thanks for these gifts given this morning and given through the bank, and gifts of time, skill, and energy. We give all that we have to you and the service of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Lovely to worship with you. Before a final blessing, just to say that we continue our Old Testament sermon series. Next Sunday, we're looking at Daniel again. So we've got a variation of sermons going on at the minute, haven't we? We've got the end times, the study of eschatology, everything that's going on in the world, all the upheaval, and looking at that through the lens of biblical prophecy. That was recently, and next week we've got Daniel, and then we're locking into Advent, and we're into the Advent pattern then, with all the Christmas Bible readings. Just for those of, I don't know if everyone here is a Christian or not. I don't want to presume that everyone is, and so I like to try and offer the chance for people to become a Christian. So, just a reminder: we looked at it in the talk recently that to become a Christian, it's a case of acknowledging Christ as our Savior, isn't it, and repenting of our sin, and putting our trust in Jesus. And so we say sorry for everything that we've done, and we acknowledge Christ as a Saviour, and we ask him to come into our heart. So if you've not done that and you want to, I'll just give a few moments silence now. But also if you want to speak to me or one of your friends after the service about this, please do. Let's just have a moment's silence. May God grant to the living grace, the departed rest, the church, the queen, the commonwealth, and all the world, peace and concord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen. Really nice to worship with you this morning. Please do stay for refreshments after the service. Thank you.